Seamus Toomey joins us from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Seamus, I know you have been on this Loretto Hospital story. What's the latest on the embezzlement charges?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a story that's been percolating for a couple years now. Black Club Chicago's Kelly Bauer broke this story in 2021. It started when the Loretto Hospital executives were diverting some of the early vaccines, the ones that were really hard to get to people that lived at Trump Tower, where one of their executives lived. But it really sort of spiraled into other problems at the hospital. And we found out this week that the feds, who have been looking into this for about 3 years now, have filed several cases in this. Became public because this former executive, who's charged with embezzling $500,000 from the Safety Net Hospital, she was on a plane to Dubai, or was actually sitting on the tarmac waiting to take off to go to Dubai, and the feds stopped the plane and got her off it and arrested her. So I think that sort of sped up their timeline a little bit in the other cases. But we do know there were multiple cases filed at the same time. The rest are under seal, so we're kind of anxious to see when those are going to become public. But for now, some pretty serious charges for this woman, Heather Bergdahl. Sounds like they're charging her with basically diverting hospital money to a former executive's account, and then it was kicked back to her immediately. So lots going on at Loretto Hospital. It started really becoming public with this vaccine scandal, but it's mushroomed into financial irregularities, which is really too bad for this hospital. A lot of low-income people out in the Austin area count on it, and to find out that some of this money was going to not to them was troubling for a lot of the people out there.
More to come on that for sure. Let's talk about what sounds like a pretty cool addition to our Riverwalk, Cocoa Bar.
Yeah, that's right. The Riverwalk is really sort of gets something new every year, or a couple things. This year's entrant is a place called Cocoa Bar. It's a sort of a fast casual, but also a sit down Mexican restaurant. It's right at Wabash and the river, and it's actually on the upper level. It was supposed to be an elevator, but that project never happened. So they used the whole area in the patio around it to create this bar. It's got lots of good-looking food. I'm really interested in it, including the margaritas. You can get a margarita on Wabash and the river. And well, one interesting part about this, the owners who started it, Leticia and Erica Espinoza, they had opened a gift shop on Michigan Avenue as sort of an incentive plan to get Michigan Avenue shops occupied again. And this one really took off. It was probably the biggest success story of that project down on North Michigan. Their gift shop took off, extremely popular, and so they had an interest in doing something more expansive in the area. So check out the Cocoa Bar at 316 North Wabash, and right at Upper Wacker.
I'll tell you, that Riverwalk has become a great part of summertime in Chicago for sure. And in Rogers Park, the grocery co-op is finally going to open, isn't it?
Right. Talk about something a long time in the making. This is called the Wild Onion Market. And it's thousands of Rogers Parkers and Evanstonians and people that were interested in having their own grocery store that they could co-own. Over 10 years in the making, they've been trying to raise money for it, and we do finally have an opening date. It's June 12th. They got a final push from a bunch of new co-owners, I guess you could call them, to open this at 7007 North Clark Street, so way up near the Evanston Rogers Park border. It'll open. It's got about 2,100 people have bought into it, and it really they're going to focus on local vendors, trying to buy produce from within 200 miles of Rogers Park, and trying to have just a community-centric grocery store, which sounds like a very Rogers Park thing to do.
Yeah. And finally, last but not least, certainly, let's give a shout-out to Chicago's Dancing Crossing Guard.
Tammy Anderson, our favorite crossing guard here at Block Club. She went viral a couple years ago when she was someone posted a video of her dancing as she crossed the kids across the street. And more we found out about her, it turns out she just sort of lights up the whole neighborhood. People honk as they go by, and she really gives people something to smile about every morning. The Chicago Public Schools just named her crossing guard of the year recently. So more accolades for Tammy Anderson, who's really just kind of a joy to be around. I've met her, and she's just fun at all times, and really, you know, for the kids trudging to school in the morning, she brings a smile to their face, and the drivers going by as well.
Yeah, we can't thank those people enough. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.